All right, we're going to go ahead and get started, as it is 4 p.m., so welcome to Prime Time. This is the half-hour, sometimes hour, segment where Prime rants about recycling and sometimes answers Nia's questions if they appear. If you'd like to get your question answered, please drop it in the Office Hours text chat thread that is a couple of channels above this one. There is a thread dedicated for questions. Please drop them in there. They'll be answered in the order that they appear. So we have some questions here. And we're going to go ahead and get started. So first of all, we have a question from Lex that says, are there any projects you want to work on given infinite time? Absolutely. So there are a few worlds that I have that have hidden things on them. I won't tell you which ones, but for those who are aware, please also don't tell. But there are a few worlds I have which have hidden things in them. And I need to finish that because that was going to be a huge, big project that I never finished. So I need to finish that. But I haven't had time to work on that in about 3 years. So, you know, that's always fun. Yeah. Shout out to 2019 Prime, who thought that they could work on that forever and then join the Neos team and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, there are currently four finished. So there are four items to find. No one, to my knowledge, has found the fourth. Next question. Beagle says, what is the Atlas field inside the point cluster cloud component? There's nothing about it on the wiki. I will go ahead and take a look. I have actually opened the code base today, so I can go ahead and take a look. Point cluster mesh. There we go. Point cluster mesh. I'll take a look in just a second. You said Atlas. Let's take a look. Atlas info. I think that's probably going to render the point cluster a little bit like a particle animation sheet because it uses Atlas Info there. It's going to move the UVs of some of the points around to that according to that Atlas. So you should be able to provide like a texture and then Atlas Info there, and it should be there and shrink around there. Atlas Info, yeah, you want to drop in an Atlas Info component. You can take a look at how to use that for a different component if you go to a tutorial I have on my planet of videos, where I have the UV Atlas animator, which uses the Atlas Info component. So create an Atlas Info component, grab the top white bar that says Atlas Info and drop it into that Atlas section of the Atlas thingy. yeah, planet. Woohoo. Let's see what we've got there. Specs comments on pouring out water for that one project everyone has to work on more later. Yeah, it's like saddening. I'm sure you all have stuff just sort of in your computer, out of your computer, in your apartment, in previous apartments, sometimes even in my family's houses, which I meant to work on later, but never have had time to. Wow. English is difficult today. I need more coffee. Moving forwards, Reddy says, what's with this website? It's a website. You'll have to be more specific on your question. Beagle says, how can we use it as a thing? Atlas Info. Yeah, I think it's the Atlas Info component. I'll play around with it a little bit, maybe after this, but it should just be dropping the Atlas. So go to the Neos Essentials Assets, Particles. There's some sheets in there that look like smoke or fire, etc. Use that as the texture and then drop in Atlas Info, and it should sort of make the point cloud use frames from that sheet. With that, we're out of questions. I'm waiting for like a broom to arrive. This is going to be like another tangent whilst we wait for, I will get back to questions in the moment one appears, but like I'm waiting for a broom to arrive. So like my apartment has a balcony and I don't really use it. I didn't intend to use it, but then last year when I thought I was moving and then didn't move, I got rid of my chair that's out there, so I didn't really have any reason to go out there now, but it's really dusty out there, and I was like, I'm gonna clean that because they'll charge me on the deposit for cleaning it, so I'm gonna clean it. But then I realized I need, like, you know, an ability to stand up and brush it, otherwise I'm gonna be on my hands and knees with a smaller brush. So like, you know, I need a brush I can stand up, so I brought like a, you know, a full-on like hard broom that you might use to clean an entire deck just for this like tiny balcony. But it's got a collapsible handle, so I'm hoping it'll save room. Sometimes I have to sort of get around the sort of mental space of eventually I'll own a house and I'll need a big broom like that for my big garden. But right now it's just like tiny balcony. Need clean. For those who are unaware, in America at least, the apartment complex companies will charge you for literally everything. Literally everything. They have no qualms about you basically moving out and then them going, yeah, so we're replacing the floors in your apartment, and we're going to charge you for that. And it's like, I can understand if I damaged the floor, but like if you're just upgrading the apartment to a new floor, you can't charge me for that. It's just like, what? But they try to, so that's fun. They'll also be like, yeah, well, we'll have to repaint the entire apartment, so we'll charge you for that. And not only will they charge you for the paint there, they'll charge you the hourly cost that they pay the painter. So it's just really scummy, but whatever. So I try and do as much as possible to get that down. Like, for example, cleaning that balcony will take me the cost of the broom, which is, I don't know, like $11, and, I don't know, an hour or two to brush it or whatever. So $11. But if they charge me, it will be the cost of the labor for the maintenance person to brush it, which will be more than $11. I have a mop, I have a vacuum cleaner, and I have a small, like we call them dustbusters, like a small handheld vacuum, which I use if I want to get the big vacuum out. I also do have a brush, but I don't, like, with a vacuum and a mop, like, I'm good. When I say broom as well, I mean brush, right? It's a hard brush broom rather than, like, yieldy broom. All right, moving on to questions. Like I said, I'd answer them the moment they appeared, and now we're talking about brooms. Lucas says, may I ask what's currently been working on development-wise? Last I heard of Geens was starting work replacement for Unity. How's that coming along? I don't know. You'd have to ask Geens about that particular one. That's continuing. It's an open source project outside of Neos, which of course means it like it's free from bullshit. So, I mean, it has bullshit for other reasons because it's a complicated thing to replace Unity, but you know what I mean? Like, it's free from Neos bullshit. As for development, you can check our roadmap available on the Neos public thing for what we are currently working on. Yes, I know that hasn't been updated in forever, but that is all the information available. Additional information will be available in the announcers channel. Moving forwards to Baxter's question. Baxter says, there's a rotation scale. You can see information available to build more materials. So I've heard, but I've not encountered information on that. Do you have a quick insight into that or a video available somewhere? Is that something you not touch yourself? I have not touched billboards. Every time I think about billboards, I'm like, I don't know why I wouldn't use a particle system or a point cloud mesh. Like, for example, you could like take, I don't know, a model of a cat and you can apply like a billboard material to it. But then you just have like a cat-shaped particle cloud. I don't really know why you need that. Alex asks, what if they do the dusting all over again? They will, but I also plan to get a cleaner to do a pass on this once all my furniture's out. And that cleaner's invoice and details will be left in the apartment, like on the side. They're free to ignore it, of course, but like when they start saying, we're charging you a cleaning fee, I'm like, yeah, well, I already got it professionally cleaned, so piss off. I'll be able to get a better deal. Cyberfrog asks, is there plans for creating own shaders in runtime? Yeah, so what we want to do is we want to create like a shader style system that similar to Logix in that you can link together, which is also similar to sort of Logix plus Blender shading nodes, right? So rather than writing shader code, you can link together those nodes. The reason why we want to do it that way rather than allowing you to upload your own shader code is because we need to keep backwards compatibility done, particularly seeing as we won't be staying on Unity forever. And that means we can't just say, hey, get PolyOmy, because like, you know, we just can't. Like it locks us into a sort of compatibility layer where, you know, 2 or 3 years down the line, we have to remove the ability to use PolyOmy and people are mad at us again. So we'd rather they be mad at us without us doing the work. Like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So you might as well not in this particular case. You think you can inspect the MMC trophies? As far as I remember, they're shape keyed animations, which means they are a little bit unperformant, but like they're cool. But I don't think they're billboard. They might be though. I don't know. I didn't inspect one. That was like last year, though. So I'm not going to like remember that. Revy says, is something going to happen sometime too? I've been hearing rumors with this new studio under Fruits. Feels like you guys are getting somewhere. All rumors are false, unless they are in the announcements channel. And I hate to say that and be very deliberate about it, but all rumors are false. Prime does not have pink hair. Neos is not being purchased by Kroger Supermarkets. You can just make rumors up whenever you want. What I'd say to rumors is if you turn back around to the person who gave you that rumor and said, that's very disingenuous of you to provide a rumor to me that you have no source of, do you have a source of this rumor? And if they say yes, and the rumor source is not the announcements channel, then you ask that person to go back to their source and ask them why they think it's appropriate to make silly rumors. It's inappropriate, and that's all I'll say on that matter. As for the comment of, is something going to happen anytime soon? Check the announcements channel. I'll have all available information will be in the announcements channel when we're able to share it, if we're able to share it, when we're able to share it, whatever it might be. I hate to sound like a broken record there. I know that people hate me for being a broken record there, but think about it from our perspective. We have people all throughout the NES community that are like, yeah, so I heard that, like, the People's Republic of Congo is going to purchase NEOs. I'm just like, what? Like, who the, like, what? I'm like, no. Just, like, it's ridiculous, right? So the only official information we have is available in the announcements channel. And if there is no available information in the announcements channel, don't then immediately say, but there is no information in the announcements channel. There is. It's just all the information we have is already in there. Moving forwards, Lex says, are groups able to get any more storage than 10 gigabytes? I don't think so at this time. We're unable to sort of expand our storage offering configurations at this time due to everything else going on, particularly with trying to sort of... I don't really know how to answer that one. Beagle says, on that, are we able to do modal groups? Yeah, I think so. I own like 3, so yeah. Check the Patreon tiers for how many groups you'll be able to create there. As I am on the NEOS team, sometimes I will have additional groups for various sort of technical reasons. Beagle says, what time will you be getting on NEOS Massive Atlases? Tell you what, like, can you share a screen on stages? If you can do that, I'll try it at the end and I'll just keep it going and you can do that. I would drop into like one of the regular voice channels, but like we know what's going to happen there. Like 50 people will join, all talk at once, and then like mess will occur. Or I just record a quick 2-minute video and upload it. I think I know how to use it. I'm not sure, but like I think it would be like probably like 5 minutes or so just to take a look at it. In that case, I should start NEOS. Like, I really do think it's going to be like less than 5 minutes. So I'll do it right at the end. Oh, that's an old thread. I should lock the threads. Thank you for forwarding that across, Lex. Peach Clover asked, everyone who refuses to use NEOS whines about the lack of Poyomi. Will there be a Pelion's Converter to win the Monte NEOS? We can get close to Poyomis. We can't get exactly to Poyomis. One of the most annoying things I have when it comes to Poyomis is discussing what they want from it. As a good example here, if you go into a paint store, and in that paint store you're looking for a particular color of paint, instead of describing the paint color, like, I would like a blue paint, you just name it. I'd like a jar of Ocean Breeze. And we're like, well, we're Prime's paint store and we don't stock Ocean Breeze. But if you could describe Ocean Breeze to me, I can show you a vast array of colors that look similar to what you're describing. They're like, no, I just want Ocean Breeze. And it's like, just like, is that like a, you know, a cyany blue? Is there like, you know, more green in there? Because like, you know, it's a paint store. We've got like swatches and tub. We got every color of paint. We just don't call it Ocean Breeze. So if you could just describe the color Ocean Breeze, then we'd be great. Yeah, if you expect like regular users who go into paint stores to know Pantone, then not Pantone, Pantone? Yeah, like it's not going to happen. I hope that like kind of makes sense. Like I've had it so many times though. People are like, I want Poyomis. And then I find out they want it because their horns need to be RGB, like strobing. And I'm like, well, we could just do that without Poyomis. And they go, oh. And then I set it up for them. And then they go, oh, I guess I don't need Poyomis then. It's just like, ta-da. I've thought about doing one of those meme videos, like actually a series of them. You know, it's like 10 things you don't need mods for on NEOS. 10 things you don't need plugins for on NEOS. 10 things that just work on NEOS. Because so many people just don't understand. Like things like flying and scaling, they don't understand that they can just happen, right? You don't need any mods or any capabilities to them because their only frame of reference is VRChat, where they do need mods to fly, change their size and all this sort of stuff. I've been thinking about doing that. And maybe I'll do another video, which is like 10 things you don't need Poyomis for. Baxter says, but events happen locally, but collide events fire for everyone. Would it be practical to create a physics collision check node that only runs on character colliders, specifically ones that have an active user, to create local collision events? Depends what you're trying to do. Like, if you're doing, like, a character collider, it's usually, like, some sort of barrier, a teleport, or, like, a culling thingy, and there are components available for all of that, which will do it a lot more proficiently than those nodes. So, if you tell me a scenario, maybe I can help out a little bit more there. You can also just run it through an if and be like, if, and then like target user, like local user is target user. I was like, well, wait a minute, which number key and desktop mode spawns the logic strip? I forgot. Okay. Yeah, physics. Yeah, there's no actual node that's like, is local user inside Beagle. There is on the character, what's it called? The thing, the component. Character something. Someone help me out here. It's the one where you collider user tracker. Thank you, Nitra. Thank you. Physics utility. Thank you. The thing, you know, the thing that does the thing and has the behavior of thing. You can plug in the output, the second output of OnCollision Start into GetActiveUser or whatever, because that, like, the output is a collider, and then you can get the active user of the collider that you're colliding with, and that's a real fast way of doing it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but it just depends how things work. Yeah, we got it, Alex. Let me just go ahead and lock the old thread so that we just, you know, there we go. How dare I not remove every component all the time, even though sometimes they change names and locations. And, you know, once we have a component attacher that has searching, I want to, like, change up the location of a bunch of them. Let me check my email. I'm going to check my emails again. Has my broom arrived? My broom has not arrived. I'm so... Because if it arrives before it gets dark, I can do that today, and that'll be enough. I'm off my to-do list. But if it arrives, like, after it's dark, I'm not going to be out there at nighttime, like, cleaning my patio. Yeah, something like that, Lex. That's good. You might be able to, like, bypass the get slot. I'm not sure. Because we don't have, like, get active user for a component. Oh, we do. Yeah, that worked. You can just, yeah. I think it works. I don't know if it works. You can try faster than I am. The one hosting office hours. Let me know how it goes. Problem with, like, a material video is, it's, like, unclear what people want. Like, sometimes they want, like, a big common one we have is the sparkles, right? So something in Poyumi's, is able to make an avatar look really sparkly. You know, you look at them like you might look at sort of like one of those expensive glass sculptures you can get. Hold on, let me get me a picture. Yep, that's exactly, that is exactly what I was saying. Right? Sometimes you can buy these, like, I wouldn't recommend it, but like they're like glass art, right? Sometimes it's like people want their surface texture to look like that. They want it to, like, twinkle and stuff like that. So again, but sorry, I managed to make that work. A lot of times as well, they just want scrolling textures, and we could just, like, support that. One thing we are limited on, though, is independently scrolling different maps. So a lot of times in some of our materials, you can only scroll all of the maps. You can't scroll just one. So you won't be able to just scroll the emission or just scroll the albedo. Sometimes the albedo and the emission will scroll at the same time, and I get that. That can be problematic. Because if you can isolate just the emissions to scroll, then it means that you can get sort of like ribbons, bands, and shapes of light that move across the avatar that don't affect the actual albedo. Because if you scroll the albedo, then your eyes and your lips and your face and your nose also scroll, and that looks creepy. All right, scrolling around, making sure there are no additional questions. There are no additional questions that I can currently see. That's a good question from Angry Pilot. I'll read it, and then I'll go immediately to the code and take a look. Why does the component context menu item source not get disabled when the slot is disabled that it is on? I think I know why. Yeah, that's just a design thing. So what happens with the context menu components is once you've created them and you open the context menu, we scan your hierarchy for root context menu items, and then we descend from there to find context menu item sources. And because we're scrolling through those, we're just using, internally, we're just using code that gets components and doesn't really care about the slots. So we don't really have any information about the slot. Way around that would be to look at the slot and pay attention to the slot. Or once you have the component, get the slot that the component is on and then look at that enabled property. Sometimes it makes sense to do that. Sometimes it doesn't. Like, I can imagine that there might be cases where someone has accidentally disabled their context menu. That's probably something we can fix. Slick says that we can't avoid get slot because it doesn't work correctly. So yeah, that's something we can probably, like, sort out. Like, we should be able to go from a component to a slot. There was something we were trying to do with Logix where we were trying to sort of, like, detect that people were doing stuff like that and then automatically spawn nodes that were more logical. The two straight bars that you sometimes see, like, are touching each other of different colors, that's called a cast. We were trying to basically, like, add to that cast system and be like, there is not an easy way to cast these, but there is a node which will do this properly. So instead of auto-generating the cast, we would auto-generate the get slot node for you. So we wanted to do that at some point. There's a path. Like, lots of times there's a path. We also wanted to do that for URI. Like, URI is a mess. What we did originally was we added nodes that look like, resemble, and behave like cast nodes, but aren't actually cast nodes. They are like URA construction nodes, and it just caused a bunch of mess. So we wanted to fix that so that it would spawn the appropriate URI nodes, and that was on my plate like 3 years ago, and I actually didn't do anything other than coding. Player Cody asks, is there a tutorial that talks about mapping a physical object that drives the volume meter from the audio output? I think you probably mean the volume on an audio output. So you're talking about like a physical volume bar. I don't particularly know why this popped into my head, but like, you know, how high you raise a coconut in the sky is how high the volume is. That would be very easy to do. There is no tutorial that has been created about it, but it would be easy to do. You just get the sort of relative change in position of said coconut and drive the volume of the audio output from it. I have no idea why I thought of coconuts, but you know, there we go. Your broom will be here by 8 p.m. There's also that bad UX trend meme where they create really bad volume meters. It would be great to sort of see like a collection of those. I won't be updating the wiki. I'll probably just record a video and dump it there because I'm really busy. But like I said, it should be less than 5 minutes for me to like figure it out in game. And we'll do that at the end here. I'll stop the recording and I'll be like, the recording has stopped. But then I'll just share my screen here. I don't want to put like, you know, yeah, that'd be great. Or like, you know those sculptures where you like balance forks and bottles and stuff? Yeah, this stuff, right? This is how you control the volume of an audio source. You have to balance bottles like this. Oh, that wasn't a question. Thank you, Lex. Thank you. That wasn't answered. Bacta says, I want to be able to define how materials map images to the UV map. I know trick for a reason. Dang it, I want things to spin. I didn't really see that as a question. That's not really a question. With that, I do believe we're out of questions. If anyone else has a question, please go ahead and type it. I'll give you a few seconds to do that whilst I figure out. Let me get, like, I need a point cloud. Like, where can I get a point cloud? Beagle, you got a point cloud I can use? Send me one. Oh, no, if you're not in Neos, don't worry about it. Like, I'm sure I can find one. I think there's one in Neos Essentials. Yeah, I got one in Neos Essentials. It's a ring. That'll do. All right. So we got, like, a few more questions. I'll go through these questions, then we'll stop the recording, I'll go live, and then it should all work out. Like, at the end of the day, you'll still be able to go to bed. That's what you got to realize sometimes. At the end of the day, if your broom arrives or your broom doesn't arrive, you can still go to bed and sleep. Anyway, Specs says, any mesh you can convert it to a point cloud? Of course you can. Alex says, will there be official component on Logic Searcher? Yes, you can find that on our roadmap. Peach says, here's a quick one. Is there a tool that I would like to resize when it is equipped? How do I do this? There's a video on that one where I make a tool out of an elephant. There's lots of people struggled with that one. That is a really old video, but it should work. Player Cody clarifies, smaller positional object that dictates the volume, like the object's starting point is audio volume zero, and the slider goes far to where the volume reach. Yeah, that's just a slider. Like, that's exactly what we were talking about. I know you can't hear the audio right now, and I will try and get the recording up here. Look, I know I've been sloppy about that one, but like, hey, last week's office hours just transcribed itself, so I can get that one done. I don't need a thing, Beagle. I've got a thing. I found one. Alex says, an inventory searcher. Yes, it's on the roadmap. Ice Cream Pie asks about fog volumes. I haven't used fog volumes. I'm sure someone here has. I'm just going to like throw some under the bus here. Specs. Okay, you're thrown under the bus. Enjoy. I'm sure Specs is used a fog volume. If not, I do see a few other people lurking that might be able to help. That's untrue. I've used one in one of my worlds, but Vigilabo set that up for me. With that, I'm going to cut off questions there. I'm going to stop the recording, so I'll say good. Okay, we got like one question just slipped in, so we'll go for it. Would it be possible to make it so Logic works a bit more visual coding where you pull from a node, drop it in the search box? Yeah, that's, we also want to add like node searching and something similar to the way Blender does it where there's like a search bar. Yeah, now that's it. No more questions. See you next week for those on the recording. For those not on the recording, I'll show you how to use the point cluster mesh in a Sherry thingy, and I'll also record it to OBS and shove it in my random info playlist, which is where I do low effort content. All right, bye-bye.